Welcome. This is our very first meeting. Yay. Does anybody know what my name is?
No. Within the last year, Ashley Krystolovich quit her desk job. She's embarked on a personal and now professional journey that's all about mindfulness and movement. She's a certified yoga instructor, also trained in what's called mindfulness-based stress reduction. Today, she's teaching her first yoga class at Washington Middle School on the north end of the city. There are about 20 kids spread out in the library, sitting on colorful yoga mats. Krystolovich is leading them through a deep breathing exercise.
And you know what? Constantly sucking in and holding your breath, you know what that makes you? Nervous, anxious, upset, scared, like an invisible tiger is chasing you.
Krystolovich teaches the kids how to breathe with their diaphragm. Some look surprised to see their bellies getting big as they inhale. There's movement too, of course, and they quickly cycle through a yoga routine.
Because what we're going to be doing now is, you know what you do in yoga? You connect things like breath and movement.
Krystolovich has volunteered to hold class for the students weekly. It's not a new concept. In Chicago, Annie Warshaw is CEO and founder of Mission Propel, an organization that works with schools to teach girls lessons that incorporate yoga. That's from a promotional video. Warshaw explains.
Girls yell out different mantras according to that pose. So, for example, when they're in Warrior One, they bring up their arms, they kiss their muscles every single time, and then they scream, "I am strong."
For Warshaw, the aim is all about female empowerment that starts at a young age. Back in Springfield at Washington Middle School, Gail Neely is the social-emotional coach. It's a new position that works with kids who need extra help in those areas. She's a big fan of yoga herself and hopes it will make a difference with the students.
A little bit of self-regulation where I know I'm getting angry, but I don't have to act out on it. I can be angry and still be okay.
Principal Vincent Turner comes at the end of class and suggests yoga could potentially be used as part of the discipline process, more along the trend of restorative justice, where students are taught about conflict resolution instead of being put in detention or suspended.
It would definitely be a consideration. We're moving forward with a lot of different approaches to restorative practices, and if this would be something that we could see have a benefit for students, we definitely want to try.
Desiree is 12 years old. She, like the rest of the kids, stayed engaged throughout the afternoon's activities.
Well, my mom said that yoga helps with kids that have anger issues and stuff like that. Sometimes I get mad and stuff, so I came to help with my anger issues.
She says she's already learned one coping mechanism.
If I get mad, I can take a deep breath and it can help me.
Instructor Ashley Krystolovich says this is what her new path is all about, and she has a special place in her heart for working with kids, especially at a place like this where nearly two-thirds of them come from low-income households.
I want to be the person that I needed when I was growing up, so that's why I'm doing it. This is my way to come back and give them things that I wish I would have had that helped me, that would have helped me then and help me now.
Krystolovich says her life has not been easy. She's open about the fact she had a tumultuous upbringing and battled addiction in her past. She's proof that yoga and mindfulness can assist people in taking control of their lives.
I think there's so many wonderful things they can take away from this, but more than anything, they'll find out that inside of them, they have what they need to regulate and to feel good and to make right choices.
Someday in the near future, Springfield students may be told that instead of going to detention, they need to go take some time for yoga and meditation. It's happened elsewhere, and it appears it could be coming to a school near you. I'm Rachel Otwell.